It's continuing coverage of Hampton-Dumont Cal softball and being joined by head coach Kelsey Enslin-Vogel following a 16-4 loss here to number 13 and 3A Centerpoint Urbana. Bulldogs have their season come to a close at 6-17 overall, but coach, you know, certainly a CPU kind of flexed their muscles there early on offensively with an 8-run scored in that bottom of the first inning. We're able to add a little bit more, but your team was able to put together a response, you know, put those 4 runs on the board, you know, really when your backs were against the wall. Just kind of want to get your take on, you know, a tough night for your team, but certainly the fact that they were able to continue to persevere there in those last couple of innings and go down swinging, certainly in this one.
Yeah, I was glad to see, you know, our seniors, after Charlie kind of got caught, there was a low strike a little bit on that first strikeout for her, so I was glad to see her come through and have a nice hit to right field, and then she had a really hard grounder to the shortstop, and Mallory was on base, and she actually got to score on the one. So just to see our team come back, and, you know, it's easy in a situation like that to just kind of hang your heads and go on. So to see us come in and put up a fight against these guys, towards the end, I was glad we put some runs on the board.
When it comes to, you know, facing these guys, you know, defensively, clearly they were a really good hitting team here tonight. Did you feel like caught off guard by how well they were able to hit the ball, or was kind of what you knew they were capable of? What's kind of your take on how they were able to, you know, hit the ball with such great effectiveness here in this one?
Yeah, you know, I had looked and I knew they were a really good hitting team, and we had talked about that. And so in the first inning, too, you give them that advantage. We hit a couple batters. We, you know, put some on base. And then it puts a lot of pressure on our defense to make the plays. And then they had some spotty hits, you know, like one up the middle that we couldn't get. I think actually a couple up the middle we couldn't get to, a little one over our shortstop. And then we had an opportunity. We made a couple errors on the field. So, and we had talked about to come in and compete with these guys, we were going to have to play a pretty flawless game and be offensive. And actually when we came out hitting right away, I was really happy with the top of the first inning. Mallory had a hard hit. Addie got on base. And just competing for that part, we really did a good job. And then just the bottom of the first inning kind of took the wind out of our sails just a little bit. But, yeah, they're very offensive. And they'll be a fun matchup to watch if they get to meet up with Clear Lake or Forest City.
Yeah, and you had mentioned it, but your seniors kind of helping the charge there, especially in those last couple innings. You know, Charlie Morton able to, you know, finish her Bulldog career with a hit and 2 RBIs here in this one. Mallory Reakin not able to get a hit in this game, but she did score a couple runs. So, you know, for those two, certainly to be able to, you know, put together, you know, some pretty decent performances, you know, the final time they're ever putting on a Bulldog uniform, I have to imagine that, you know, despite the result of the game, being able to still contribute in that way was, you know, special for them, special for you to see, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, they're such a special pair of seniors. They're actually my first year of teaching at Hampton. They were my second graders. So just seeing them through the whole process, they're just really hard seniors to say goodbye to. They work so hard. They're great leaders. And we don't have a lot of upperclassmen. We actually don't have any juniors. And then there are our lone seniors. So there was a lot on them all season long, and they took it so well. And they've definitely left an impact that that'll be missed next year as we look forward in all of the girls' athletics.
Mm-hmm. And you know, for the young players, you know, to experience a game like this, you know, obviously the season isn't going to continue on at this point. But what are the biggest, you know, takeaways or learning experiences to be had, you know, in this kind of game for all those underclassmen that, you know, you're obviously going to be leaning on for years to come? I have to imagine it has to light a fire under them, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that. I said the only way you get better in these situations is playing, is getting the experience. I said you'll never be an eighth grader stepping out into this sort of situation again. So we talked about also, like, okay, what does this feel like? What are you going to do now until we start again next May? So just, you know, as they actually enter high school here, and we have really good sophomore leaders too that have stepped up with Addie and, you know, Marin making significant contributions, Madison Hellscove. And then we have, you know, our freshmen that are out there and our eighth grade. We're so young. So hopefully this guides them into getting excited and making an impact on Bulldog softball and all of the girls' athletics.
You bet. Just a couple things left for you here. You had mentioned, you know, the eighth graders on this team, and you know the fact that you had two eighth grade pitchers here this year. You know, players that you know are always kind of in the spotlight. You know, they have an impact on every single defensive player, right? To be able to have two eighth graders doing that this season, I just kind of want your thoughts on how you guys were kind of able to navigate some growing pains, I'm sure, but man, those experiences, I have to imagine, are invaluable to have those two eighth graders here moving forward.
Yeah, it's really exciting for us to have two girls that both love softball and they want to work hard at it. So it's exciting to have 1 year under their belt. You know, it's definitely a learning experience for them. There's multiple times, you know, where we talk about things differently, and you know, we had talked about even they play on some club softball, but a lot of times their games don't even go seven innings. You know, they hit time limits. So that was something like we learned growing pains, how many pitchers, how many batters they face, all of those things. So really, that first year is just so invaluable for them, you know, getting the experience, and we're excited to keep working, and yeah, it'll be great. You know, it always helps when you can have some consistency. So when we have eighth graders that are young and we get four more years with them, that's exciting.
You bet. Were you able to stay dry when you got here when it was downpouring? I have to imagine that was a little disheartening getting here, having a downpour like that. But holy smokes, this field crew did an amazing job getting this place ready to roll.
Yeah, they did. We got caught a little bit in the downpour, but we said we weren't leaving till we played this game. We didn't want to drive home and drive back again. So we're glad we got it in. They did a great job getting the field ready, considering how it looked after that.
Any final thoughts you want to share here tonight about your team before we wrap up?
No, I just told the girls, you know, this has been just a phenomenal group of girls that they have worked so hard. They've done all we've asked, and we're going to miss our seniors so much, but I'm really excited with our young team that we have coming back.
All right, that's Hampton Dumont Cal softball coach Kelsey Enslin-Vogel. Thank you so much for the time tonight, and have a safe trip home.
Thank you. Go Bulldogs.